Well, welcome to Christ is King Ministries Radio. My name is Gary Fox. It is a pleasure to be with you again this week. We've got a jam-packed edition of the show, and with really a heavy heart, I'm going to be up front with you right now. The Lord has really laid a word on my heart. In fact, the teaching that we were going to do on the opening of the first four seals in the book of Revelation, we're going to put on hold for right now. The Lord has stirred something in my heart, and we want you to hang tight. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let me give you the instructions on how you can connect with us. We are very active on Facebook, and so you can look us up at facebook.com/Christ is King Ministries 1. Like the page so that way you can stay up to date with the with everything going on with the ministry. And also you can follow us on Twitter at CIK_ministries. That's at CIK_ministries, and that's on Twitter. Well, as I said, this week I was preparing the whole week and been real excited to get into discussing the opening of the first four seals. We believe that that has already happened. So that's a mouthful right there. But we're going to have to put that on hold because really the Lord has directed us into a different direction this afternoon. I was stirred in my heart as I saw people all around the state of Ohio gathering in protest of Planned Parenthood. At Planned Parenthood clinics, and I say that word loosely, all around this state. And as I was watching this afternoon and seeing my friends and fellow co-laborers in the gospel posting pictures, making comments of the various protests, I began to stir in my heart, or the Lord began to stir in my heart, a desire to speak about and speak out against this abomination of abortion that is a scourge on this nation and is going, now listen to me, it is going to lead to judgment falling on this country. If you came in here and tuned in to listen to some happy, happy, joy, joy, this is not the time to tune in because we're not doing that this week. It is, listen, Planned Parenthood and the witches and the warlocks that run that disgusting organization ought to, every one of them, be arrested for crimes against humanity. Today, right now, you know, over the last several weeks, there's been a pro-life organization that has went undercover and began to expose through video what really goes on behind the scenes at Planned Parenthood. Now, I want to encourage every one of you, if you've not yet seen these videos, I think there's, what is there, six or seven of them out there that's been released. It is time for you to open your eyes and look to see what's going on in that awful, disgusting organization. Hideous. I mean, I'm telling you, they're doing stuff that the Nazis would have only dreamed about doing. This topic may be too much for me to handle on the radio, okay? Because I think I may end up just yelling and screaming for an hour. You need to pray for me that I could be intelligent on the radio here, live out of Cleveland, Ohio. Now, here we see they've been exposed not only for killing babies, okay? As if that's not bad enough. Have you ever seen one of those? I'm not even talking about the new videos. Have you ever seen one of the videos of what goes on during an abortion? I don't know how in the world you can see something like that and continue to be for abortion or vote for people that are. So not only is that bad enough, but now we've learned over the last several weeks and probably last month or two, the Planned Parenthood dissects and butchers these babies and sells the body parts for profit. Not only do they do this, but the witches that are in charge of that place negotiate deals for these babies' body parts for their own personal gain. You had this one witch who was out there saying that she's hoping to be able to negotiate it in such a way to where she can get herself a Lamborghini. Now, I want to ask you something. How in the world could you be aware of that and still support Planned Parenthood? What kind of person, how cold-hearted do you have to be to realize that, listen, folks, if they were doing that kind of stuff to aborted puppies or bald eagles, I'm telling you they'd burn the place down in protest. But they do this to these little babies. Take them apart alive. You say you don't believe me. You need to watch these videos. I wish to God I'd never seen these videos. I can't even believe this goes on in this country. And it's went on for 30 years or 40 years. I need to get myself together here. So they're selling these body parts like it's nothing. And they're big funny. It's real funny. It ain't funny. It ain't funny. Judgment's coming. Judgment's coming. I wish I could get on here like some of these preachers and act like everything is just fine. It ain't fine. This country is so far away from God that literally we have absolutely no care for human rights anymore. You know where that started? When we walked away from God. The next step is just once you stop caring about God, you stop caring about your fellow man. And we're talking about the most defenseless of all, these little babies. So I'm all wound up here. I've been all wound up all day long thinking about this. So we're talking about abortion this week on Crisis King. If you're just flipped on and say, who is this guy yelling in the microphone? My name is Gary Fox. And this is Crisis King Ministries. You know what, Tony? We're going to take this break early because I need to compose myself. I'm too emotional right now. Judgment's coming to this country. What do you think God thinks of? What do you think? Listen, God didn't need those videos to know what's going on. You wonder why this country's about to collapse economically, why we're about to see World War III spark? I mean, my goodness. I'm going to get myself together here. You stay tuned.
R12 Young Adult Ministry of Providence Baptist Church is having a special event later on this summer, presenting the Nonconforming Conference, August 27th through the 29th. You can attend life-changing workshops and see and hear national speakers and artists, including The Truth.
We all gon' feel the cares of this life, but we got that hope. We all gon' feel the pressure, but know that we got that hope.
Flame.
Listen. Jesus came for the sick.
So true. So
Jesus came for the weak.
Amen.
Jesus came to give good news and to set the captives free.
Amen. S.O. And worship will be led by Justin Spann and Generation Pulse. It's all happening at the Manor in Euclid. For details and schedule, visit notconformed.com or providencebaptistchurch.org. Tickets are only $20 through August 2nd for the workshop, general sessions, cookout, games, and more. For more information about the conference, feel free to call the church office of Providence Baptist Church Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call the church at 216-991-5315. Change your life this summer with the Nonconforming Conference with Providence Baptist Church.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys on line some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Christ is King Ministries Radio. This is Gary Fox. You know, we are not able to come up here and preach God's word without support and without help and without sponsors. And so we want to thank sponsors like Warner's Window Cleaning, who's been a sponsor from the very beginning. Warner's Window Cleaning has been keeping local windows in Northeast Ohio clean since 1974. Warner's Window Cleaning uses the latest in tools and techniques to clean your windows, as well as using biodegradable, plant-based, pet-friendly, and glycerin-free cleaning solutions to provide you with a very clean and very shiny window every time. Warner's Window Cleaning specializes in both commercial and residential window cleaning, both inside and out, and is the one window cleaning company you can always trust for your home or office. Call Mike at Warner's Window Cleaning today to schedule your free home or commercial estimate at 330-419-4141. Again, that's 330-419-4141. Big thanks to Warner's Window Cleaning. Now, why is this such a big deal? If you're just tuned in, we're talking about all abortion. We're talking about Planned Parenthood this week on Christ is King. I thought this whole week we had a different direction to go in, and the Lord did what he does sometimes and got a hold of me and said, no, I got something else for you to talk to Northeast Ohio about and everyone else around the world listening online. I was provoked in my spirit as I watched, clicked on Facebook after I had a meeting. Actually, I had a meeting with Mike from from Warner's Window Cleaning, speaking of them. And I came home and I see all throughout, all over my Facebook wall and page, people posting pictures of these protests of Planned Parenthood, demanding that this government stop funding those witches and warlocks that run that place. And, oh, man, I began to become stirred. And some of you are listening, you're driving up and down the roads. You're somewhere on 71 or 76. You're driving around or you're listening live. Maybe somebody told you to tune in. Why is this such a big deal? Why is this such a big deal to Christians and to people of faith? You know, when you listen to the defenders of abortion and defenders of Planned Parenthood, you'd get the impression that this is some sort of woman's health issue. Now, let me tell you something. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. This has nothing to do with a woman's health. That woman doesn't have a cold. That woman has a baby. Why is this such a big deal? Because that baby, that spark of life that God has placed in that woman, is real. And it's God-given, and it's human, and has dignity, and value, and worth, even if the mother doesn't see it. Even if the mother listen, the value of that baby is not contingent upon the opinion of the value of that baby by the mother. Do you hear me? Why is this such a big deal? Is this some issue that we're trying to suppress women? No, absolutely not. But we recognize that there's more than one person's health at stake when we're talking about abortion. And it isn't just the mother. And the issue was more than just her health. The issue is that little baby created in God's image. And so those of you that don't know the Lord and you don't understand why this is such a big deal, understand that. To the Christian, this isn't some political football to kick around. We're not talking about tax rates, okay? We're talking about a little baby with dignity and worth and value that is born in the image of God. That comes straight out of the Bible. It doesn't get more fundamental than that. It comes right out of the first book, the first chapter of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, you look at verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Man is not an animal. Man is is part of creation, but man is not an animal. Man is created unlike any other part of God's creation. Even the angels cannot say this. Man is created in the image and the likeness of God. And that is a miracle. And it's glorious. And it's precious. And it's worth fighting for. It's worth defending. Man bears the image of God, his creator. That means that there are certain things about man that is like God. We don't have everything in likeness of God. But we do share some things in commonality with him because of his grace, because of his plan for mankind. And I'm telling you, that is sacred. Man's ability to love is like God. Man's ability to appreciate beauty is like God. Man's desire for family and relationship and intimacy and closeness is a reflection of our Creator. Man's ability to reason is a reflection of God. We bear His image. And every one of those babies slaughtered because of the work of Planned Parenthood and the Democrat Party and every liberal on this, godless liberal in this country and around this world, those babies are under attack. And let me tell you something, it's a spiritual attack more than anything else, because this is rebellion against God at the end of the day. Psalm 127, verse 3, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb, a reward. That word heritage, very, very similar to the concept of a gift. Children are a gift from God. They're not a burden from God. They're not an inconvenience from God. Now listen, there are some of you listening right now that may even be pregnant and you don't know what to do. Because you are in no position to take care of a child. Well, you need to understand that child's still a gift. And that gift may not be for you. Who knows what the situation is as to where, how this all worked out. But that child's a gift, even if it's for the adoptive parent. And it's from the Lord. And I think that that's a point that we need to really drive home. Who knows what the situation was behind the baby being conceived. It could have even been conceived in sin. It could have been conceived as a result of a rape. You know, the intentions of man are evil, but God uses and twists and changes fixes those things that man intended for evil. God will intend for good. Children are a gift. Now, who do we think we are butchering these little gifts? I'm telling you, my friend, if you don't believe that God is a merciful God, then you think about how long he has waited for us to repent in this country. How much longer do you think he's going to wait? I don't know anyone with a lick of discernment, any concept of any kind of prophetic gift whatsoever, any understanding of end times Bible prophecy. I don't know anyone who does not agree that the hammer's about to fall on this country. And I'm telling you, a major reason is because we are killing our babies. Psalm chapter 22, verse 10. On you, this is the psalmist speaking, on you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb, you have been my God. God's the author of life. He gives the spark of life. And this is a big deal. This issue of abortion. Now, you want to make this a political issue. We got time for that. I don't care what party you're in. You need to stand for life. You need to stand for God. You need to stand for those babies. This is a big issue because those babies have infinite value in worth because of the likeness of the one they were created in. This issue of abortion is not a woman's health issue. This issue of abortion is an I want to be God issue. This issue of abortion is a rebellion issue. Saying, I will not submit to the authority of God. I will not recognize the value of his image. I will mar it for my convenience. Now, I'm coming down hard this week. We need to come down harder. This is the greatest moral failure in this country's history. You know, when you look at other atrocities, and I'm not trying to justify any atrocity, but all these other atrocities were committed against grown people. People that could potentially fight back. These little babies that are getting butchered. Do you have any idea what they do to these babies? They rip them apart alive. They flinch in agony and pain. Some of them, they burn them alive with saline. They can't fight back. They're defenseless. And they're precious. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ten windows for your home for only $55 per month. Empire Window Company is having our 55th year anniversary sale, our biggest sale in 55 years. Empire has flourished for three generations while other companies have failed. How? Great service and prices. Think buy two, get two is a good deal? Our prices are much better. Quality windows for every budget from only $55 per month. And ask about our free financing. Call 1-800-EMPIRE-7.
Hey gang, Big Chuck here for Empire Windows, a family-owned business I've been promoting for over 25 years. Empire offers you the highest quality windows and siding installed by experts at a price you really can't afford. And they're an honest company you can trust. I have Empire Windows in my home.
Call today and ask about our 10 windows from $55 per month. Thinking about recreating the look of your home with vinyl siding? Call about Empire's 35% off our wide selection of vinyl siding. Call now 1-800-EMPIRE-7. That's 1-800-EMPIRE-7. Or visit EmpireWindowCompany.com.
We We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners to get our questions answered.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
Nope, signing up with Uber is super easy.
It was simple and easy.
Okay, but can I drive my own car?
Yes, yes, yes.
You get to drive your own car.
But my roommate doesn't even have a car. Can she drive with Uber?
They can help her get a car too.
I wouldn't be able to get a vehicle if it wasn't for Uber. It took me less than 6 hours to get a car.
So you could just sign up and earn money.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
You're saying I can just use the smartphone app to make money whenever I want?
Yeah, you just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
All I have to do is turn on my phone, hit the road, and I start making money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
I'm my own boss now, so I set my own hours.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com.
Welcome back. This is Gary Fox. You are listening to Christ is King Ministries Radio. We need partners to help us expand this broadcast. Now, this time, today, this week, we're talking about abortion. We're talking about the Planned Parenthood. And I'm debating as I was driving up here to the studio, do I even want to talk about needing supporters? The only reason I'm even saying this right now, because I'm so tore up about this issue, these videos coming out, I can't even tell you about that seventh video. This baby was alive! This baby was alive! And they dissected that baby! The only reason I mentioned in the fact that we need partners is because I don't make a dime off this broadcast. I need partners. I ain't one of these guys that's going to come up here and blow smoke and tell you, oh, if you give to this ministry, God will give back to you. Listen, if you're one of those that think that you're going to give to this ministry in order to get something, I want you to keep your money. I need partners to expand this broadcast. Because this is important. If you believe in what we're doing, we need your help. We can't do it alone. I'm so thankful for the supporters that we have, but we got a vision to expand the broadcast, and we need your help. I don't care if the check is for $5 or whatever it is. The little ones are the ones that add up the most. Make your check payable to Christ is King Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 329, Seville, Ohio, 44273. That's P.O. Box 329, Seville, Ohio, 44273. During this segment here, of all the segments of everything that I'm going to say, this one here is probably going to get me the most hate mail. I'm going to say it anyway. You ever ask yourself this? You ever notice that all these Planned Parenthood abortion mills and clinics, I hate that word, it's not a clinic, that place you go in there and you butcher a baby. You ever notice they're all in the black neighborhoods? You notice that? How many abortion mills they got in Hudson? I grew up in Wadsworth. We don't have any butcher mills in Wadsworth. I don't believe there's anything like that in Medina. Why are all these Planned Parenthood facilities right there in the middle of the black areas of our cities and inner cities? There's a reason for it. It's not on accident. You think these little white girls never have abortions? Of course they do. They got to drive down to the black area to have one. Why? Why are they all in the inner cities in a heavily black populated area? It's not on accident. Planned Parenthood was designed that way. Do you not know this? Planned Parenthood was founded by a witch named Margaret Sanger. S-A-N-G-E-R. Look her up. Margaret Sanger. And this witch was a white supremacist, eugenicist, who was heavily influential upon Adolf Hitler, by the way. He thought she was the bee's knees. And it was her stated intent, openly, disgustingly, it was her stated intent and goal to control, well, reduce first, and then control the black population. Through birth control and abortion. She thought black people were weeds. She thought black people were unclean. And she thought the white race was pure and wanted to keep it that way. Now that's a mouthful, isn't it? What's the absolute truth? Let me read you some quotes here from this witch named Margaret Sanger. In a letter that she wrote to Dr. Clarence Gamble in December of 1939, Sanger exposited her vision of what's called the Negro Project. It was a, freshly launched collaboration between the American Birth Control League and Sanger's Birth Control Clinical Research Bureau. Here's what she says about black people. This is her direct quote. It seems to me, from my experience, that while the colored Negroes have great respect for white doctors, they can get closer to their own members and more or less lay their cards on the table, which means their ignorance, superstitions, and doubts. Let's stop there. Do you hear what she's saying? She's saying that they do respect the white doctors, but they keep their cards close to the vest. When they get around their own kind, they show their cards, which means they show how dumb they are. They show their ignorance, their superstitions and doubts. Here's what she says. We should hire 3 or 4 colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds, with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who could straighten out that idea if it ever occurred to any of their more rebellious members. And that's exactly what's happened. You've got Al Sharpton and the likes of Jesse Jackson shucking and jiving the entire black community and making abortion seem what it is not. And it's targeted towards the black population. Not just the blacks, of course. I mean, they'll kill any child. But this was her intention. One time she, in 1926, she was writing. She said, I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I saw through the door dim figures parading with banners and illuminated crosses. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through some simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered. She's a racist. She was into the Ku Klux Klan, wanting to hold down and really exterminate, ultimately, the black community. Here's what she said about birth control. And I'm not getting into birth control. All right. I'm just not going to get into that one issue right now. But this is what she thought about it. She said, knowledge of birth control is essentially moral. its general, though prudent, practice must lead to a higher individuality and ultimately to a cleaner race. You hear what she's saying? This is the founder of Planned Parenthood. Hillary Clinton, there's another witch for you. Hillary Clinton says that she greatly admired the work of Margaret Sanger. Why doesn't somebody ask Hillary Clinton what part of the work of Margaret Sanger did you appreciate so much? The secret conspiracy to exterminate the Negroes? Is that what you admired, Hillary? We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Chris Brown, host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, a brand new radio show brought to you by Ramsey Solutions with biblical answers for money and life. As a husband and father, I know the stress of managing family finances. And as a pastor, I've seen how handling money poorly can rip apart marriages and families. Well, imagine now what life would be like if there were no car payments, student loans, or money fights. What if you had enough at the end of each month to give and to be a blessing? I believe this can be your reality, and it's all about one thing: stewardship, true stewardship. I mean, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory. Stewardship is being intentional in every area of our lives. My new show, Chris Brown's True Stewardship, will offer real hope and practical answers to live life with greater intention. Tune in.
Weekday afternoons at 4:30 on WHKW and WHKZ, The Word.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
Welcome back. Gary Fox with Christ is King Ministries. Glad that you have decided to join us. We've got a lot on our plate this week. Protests all around Ohio. This could be a national thing. I've been working so much lately, I feel like I can hardly keep up. But I know around Ohio, churches and people of God, people of faith, decent people, showed up all around this state to protest outside of Planned Parenthood clinics. It's a clinic. Nothing bad happens here. It's a clinic. Standing up and speaking out against the atrocities that disgusting organization is guilty of. And I hope somebody from Planned Parenthood's listening to this broadcast. And I pray for your soul, because you're working for the devil, and God knows about it. You say, well, I need a job. Well, you need to quit that job. I mean, my goodness. This segment I want to talk, well, I want to talk to everybody, but some of you had abortions. You were lied to. You were young, perhaps. Didn't have nowhere to go. Dude took off. You had abortion. I want you to know there's not only is there grace for you, but there's more than enough grace for you. There's abundant grace for you. There's abundant grace for you. You're not too far gone. The Lord Jesus Christ died for that sin too. and you're no worse than anybody else. You don't even want to know the things that I've been involved with and done. I'm a tremendous sinner. But for the grace of God, who knows what I'd have got into or would get into right now. We're talking about abortion. We're talking about, and the next segment here is going to get heavy again, so just hang on to your hat. Judgment's coming. Now, that's a fact, okay? And I'm not necessarily talking about here in the United States something that's immediately about to happen. You know, the stock market about, do you realize that the last two, Thursday and Friday of this past week, the stock market, those 2 days combined, the crash was worse than any single day in the stock market's history. I mean, so we're definitely, hey, listen, we're in trouble. But I'm not even talking about that necessarily. I mean, that's coming. I believe that. But the day of judgment's coming for everybody. Whether you see it here in this lifetime or not, you will see it in the next. And I pray to God that he uses this broken vessel right here. I pray that he uses this broadcast right now to drive you to repent. Because I got real good news for you. Those that repent and turn in faith to Jesus Christ will avoid the judgment. God's people are not appointed unto wrath. You're not going to experience it. There is a way of salvation, even for abortion, fornication, pornography, gossip, slander. There is a way of salvation. Judgment is coming. See, if you don't get that part, then you're not going to pick up on the urgency. But it's not doom and gloom. There is a way of salvation, and it is in Jesus Christ and in him alone. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. That thief runs Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood exists to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I, he said, came that you may have life and have it abundantly. That's salvation. And Jesus paints a stark contrast between what he's about and what the enemy is about. You don't have to live out in the world for very long to know that the world is not there for you. The world and its ways are not for your good. And some of you have been living out in the world for so long that you seem to have forgotten that. You yourself act like a shark, getting what you can get. Pure self-indulgence. That's the way of the world. And that's worldliness. The thief, the enemy, the devil runs the world. And some of you have been held captive and have been living in the world your whole life. And you're, who knows why you flipped on this channel. And who knows what's kept you listening? I believe it's the Holy Spirit of God to deliver a message to you that this life of stealing, killing, and destroying is not what God has for you. there is a way of salvation. Jesus came so that you may have life. Real, satisfying life. And to have it abundantly. Call out to Jesus while he may still be found. Right now. This segment's going to be short too, Tony, because I need more time on the next one. Judgment is coming to this country. Judgment is coming to all of us. There's a way of salvation. Jesus Christ came that you may have life and have it abundantly. And if you don't experience it, you've got yourself to blame. We'll be right back.
Are you in need of prayer? How about getting your praise on? Reverend A. Charles Bowie of the East Mount Zion Baptist Church, located at 9990 Euclid Avenue, will deliver the word God has given to him, especially for you. Listen in at 9 o'clock a.m. every Sunday morning on WHK 1220. You don't want to miss this blessing.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back. Gary Fox, Christ is King Ministries. Thank you for tuning in. Now, let me, I probably should have done this a couple times already throughout the show. I've been so wound up. You know, I get in here, my head is spinning. I'm thrilled to see the churches coming out together this afternoon to protest Planned Parenthood. But I'm grieved to know that that kind of stuff even needs to be protested, even is even going on in this country. So you want to connect with us, I'm sure some of you got something to say. You can do so on Facebook. Look us up, Christ is King Ministries, and then push in the digit 1, Christ is King Ministries 1 on Facebook. You can connect with us on Twitter at CIK underscore ministries. That's at CIK underscore ministries. I said it before, we need partners. We want to expand the broadcast. We get up here, listen, I don't have, we don't have some big denomination supporting us. We need your help. We need partnership. We need partnership. We need those little donations. We need the big ones. Make it out to Christ is King Ministries and then mail it to P.O. Box 329 out of Seville, Ohio, 44273. That's P.O. Box 329, Seville, Ohio. 44273. If you want to become a sponsor of the show, we got a new one coming up. I'm excited to have a big announcement here in the next week or so. But if you want to be a sponsor, if you run a small business, give us a call at our office at 330-578-4095. Talking about Planned Parenthood, praising God that his people are hitting the streets all throughout Ohio. You want to know a little tidbit? My friend John, he posted this. He was posting notes from the that he was taking from the broadcast or from the protest and the various speakers. You realize that, you know, the biggest lies?
Oh, well, Planned Parenthood, they do all kinds of wonderful things for women.
What a lie. You know, it was calling for defunding Planned Parenthood. Yeah, I'd say that one should be about the least. You know, how about indict Planned Parenthood? All right, how about incarcerate Planned Parenthood? Yeah, I think defunding would probably be the least we could do. You realize that they don't do any mammograms in Ohio? All they do is kill babies in Ohio. That's all they do. I asked earlier in the broadcast, I'm going to ask it again. What do you think God thinks of this? I'm serious. You know, I ask really, a lot of evangelical friends. I preach in many of your churches all across Ohio. If I asked them, if I said, you think judgment's coming? Most of the time, I get a nod. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, so you don't have to be a genius to see this, right? Anybody who's ever read their Bible for, you know, more than a week or two knows that God does not put up with this. He doesn't put up with it. So I asked my evangelical friends and pastors, ministry partners and friends, you think judgment's coming? Yeah. Well, how come we don't act like it? You think we'd have, do you know what that implies? We're not out witnessing. We're not out preaching the gospel. We're not inviting friends to church. We're not speaking out for the unborn. And then we're not doing anything to prepare in any way for this coming judgment that we say that we believe is coming. And it is coming. God will judge this nation for what we've done to our unborn babies. It's coming. And when it comes, you will know that it is the Lord who is in heaven. And there won't be any question about it then. When you look at the Bible, there's many accounts of this. You know, these nations, they think that they're so strong. We're Americans. You think God cannot crush this country? Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? I just want to get your Bible out, flip it to Leviticus 18. I want to point something out to you. It's real interesting. Leviticus 18, verses 20 through 25. This broadcast is wrapping up. I better hurry up. I need partners so we can expand the broadcast. I keep telling you, folks, I don't make a dime off this thing. Help me buy another hour so we can continue. Leviticus 18, 20 through 25. This is the Lord speaking to his people. You shall not lie sexually with your neighbor's wife and so make yourself unclean with her. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Molech and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not lie with a male as you would with a woman. It is an abomination. And you shall not lie with any animal and so make yourself unclean with it. Neither shall any woman give herself to an animal to lie with it. It is perversion. Do not make yourselves unclean by any of these things. For by all these, the nations I am driving out before you have become unclean. And the land became unclean, so that I punished it for its iniquity, and the land vomited out its inhabitants. Look at that progression before judgment. He says, number one, do not commit adultery. He says, do not lie sexually with your neighbor's wife. You know, we did that. You know, that all became cool in the 60s and the swinging 70s. Then we moved on. Look at this progression here. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Moloch. We did that with Roe versus Wade. What was that? 1970, what was it, three? Sacrificing our babies to the, before the altar and the idol, the false idol of convenience and autonomy. He says, by doing that, you profane the name of your God. And that's everything that Planned Parenthood does. The next thing, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. So you go from adultery to child sacrifice to homosexuality and accepting of homosexuality. The next step there is you should not lie with an animal. And guess what, folks? That's coming next. You watch. And the Lord said, because of these things, I've driven out these nations before you. And then he says, I've punished them for their iniquity. In the West, and the United States in particular, because this is where we are right here, has followed this exact same progression, and it's going to end the same exact way. Judgment. I wish I was not having to warn you of this. But you'll know it's the Lord. We talked a couple weeks ago that we've got the sixth trumpet's about to blow. And it is. That's the final warning. Let me tell you something. Judgment is coming in that sixth trumpet. You know, after the sixth trumpet, and we don't have time again. We're out of time. But that's what's going to spark those last 7 years before Armageddon. And when you read about Daniel's 70th week, and you read about the Great Tribulation, you don't read about the United States. I wish I could leave on a high note. I can't. I'm done. The United States is staring down the barrel of judgment. Repent, 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 repent. We're out of time. Again, we do appreciate you listening to the broadcast this week. Check us out on Facebook, Crisis Kick Ministries 1. Leave us your comments. Hit us up on Twitter at CIK_ministries. Pray for this nation. Judgment is coming. Pray for this. Pray for those little babies. I pray for some girl who's heading towards Columbus right now. I don't know who you are, honey, but I'm telling you, stop. I know you have an appointment in the morning. That's a baby. We're out of time. Thanks again for listening to Crisis King Ministries. We'll see you next week.